As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you, and welcome to our Wednesday, December the 15th, right in the smack in the middle of December here. Our two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always lots of news. Yeah, we got some of that today. Hard facts, we got that too. And workable solutions, you know, it's always the same solution. If you don't love freedom, well, what do you love? If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without any internet access, so listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me the old-fashioned way, snail mail, at Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri. Again, that's William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. No matter how you listen to this broadcast, talk stream live off the OracleBroadcasting.com webpage or off any of their AM and FM affiliate stations. We're certainly glad to have you with us this morning. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are, again, welcome. Precious metals pair gains on profit-taking. The FOMC speaks and market reacts. We'll talk about that. Business as usual in Washington, D.C. Reckless spending, 2,000-page bills, tyranny abounds. Interstate commerce will come up today again. The Commerce Clause, Gustavus Myers, land, labor, capital. Go into all of that, and we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading off $7.70 at $1,388.20 an ounce. Silver off 45 cents at $29.05. Boy, you got to like $29 silver. Platinum off $4 again above $1,700. It's at 1701 even this morning. Palladium off $11 at $748. Wow. Palladium is definitely out there in front. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,383 flat for a low, $1,397.50 again, scratching the door at $1,400 gold for a high. But we're looking at $1,388.20. Your gold would be up $265.10 year to year, for a 23.61% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the AM price fixers, the boys in London, ran up their little flags and dinged their bells and set the price at $1,388.25, and you can see we were a nickel below that at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The SPDR gold shares, big news, I guess, this morning. They pair off 3.04 metric tons overnight. They're holding 1,286.79 tons in their treasure chest, valued on State Street of $57.7 billion. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned again. Welcome back to our Wednesday, distractedly, December 15, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Review our market report again for this morning. Gold off $7.60 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Where it'll go today, who knows? It's trading in a relatively narrow band below $1,400 as we speak. The silver this morning off 45 cents at $29.05. Platinum off $4 at $17.01. And palladium off 11 at $748 as we're going into the break. The SPDR gold shares is paired off 3.04 metric tons of their holding. They now claim to be holding 1,286.79 metric tons, valued of $57.7 billion. Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday up 48. Setting new highs for a while anyway, at 11,477, the NASDAQ up 3, closing out at 26.28, and the S&P 500 closed up 1 at 12.42. Crude oil this morning off $1.04 at $87.24 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, and the USDX, that trade-weighted basket of currencies there, the USDX, you can find out all about it on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, the ICE. .com. The USDX up 20 at 79.63. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates all across the world. But their Canadian loonie here in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, the Canadian loonie up 13 basis points at 99 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 11 at 8 cents U.S. The euro this morning, off 19 basis points at $1.34. The British pound exchanges against the U.S. dollar off 89 basis points at $1.56. And that Swiss franc off 10 basis points at $1.04, continuing its upward move. Speaking of things moving upwardly, the bond market this morning, the bonded indebtedness, the two-year U.S. Treasury, is yielding 0.64%, the 10 at 3.43%, and the 30-year at 4.53%. So Benjamin Bernanke and the boys will be able to make plenty of interest as they loan more and more and more money into existence and buy up our Treasury debt. And the mortgage market this morning reflects all this insanity. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves up from 3.81%. This is the Paul Volcker move, heading back towards 20%, huh? Maybe. Anyway, we'll see what they'll do with it. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves up from 3.81% to 4.32%. And hold on to your hats, folks. The 30-year mortgage has now moved up from 4.43% to 5%. So if you were laggard and slow about getting that fixed rate mortgage that you may have needed, you will now be paying 5% plus points, origination fees, and, flowers for the secretary and a car for your real estate agent. But anyway, the prime rate this morning is set at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio is 47.78 ounces of silver will buy you 1 ounce of gold. Well, there's a lot out there. We're talking about this morning. Let's see if we can jump over here and see what we've got going in the big basket of interesting news and other things. Let's look at the economic calendar. Trying something different today, using a different browser, and it seems to be participating a little bit better. But we've got an economic calendar today, looking at Wednesday, December the 15th. Again, lots going on. The 3-year note settlement, the 10-year note settlement, the 30-year bond settlement is out, bank reserve settlement statement is out. The MBA purchase applications, we'll talk about that. Lockhart, Dennis Lockhart, speaks early this morning. He's already done that. Consumer Price Index, Empire State Manufacturing, Treasury International Capital, Industrial Production, Housing Market Index, and the EIA Petroleum Status Report. That's a lot of stuff on the calendar for a Wednesday. Unusually heavy activity. We should see the markets moving all over the place today. Tomorrow, you're going to get the housing starts out early. The jobless claims will be out early. We'll talk about that then. The Philadelphia survey and so on and so forth. Lots of stuff coming out tomorrow, but today, a pretty active day. Let's go over here and take a look at some of this stuff. I don't want to go to that one first. Let's go over to this one over here first and see what we get. This one. All right, right there. Let's pick this guy open. All right, this is off the Federal Reserve's website. You can go there yourself if you want. If you haven't been there ever, you might want to check it out. It's federalreserve.gov. Federalreserve.gov. Of course, they're not government, they're federal. What more can you say about that? Anyway, the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, had their meeting, and this was out yesterday afternoon, release date, December the 14th. Information received since the Federal Open Market Committee met in November confirmed that the economic recovery is continuing, though at a rate that has been insufficient to bring down unemployment. So it's a jobless recovery, right? That's what they said before. It's a statistical recovery and statistical recovery and a jobless, depression. I don't know what they said. Household spending is increasing at a moderate pace, but remains constrained by high unemployment. That's right. Modest income growth, lower housing wealth, and tight credit. Doesn't exactly sound cheerful, does it? Business spending on equipment and software is rising, though less rapidly than earlier in the year. Of course, earlier in the year, it wasn't rising very rapidly at all, so it's less rapidly than less before. While investment in non-residential structures continues to be weak, in other words, people are not jumping into the commercial real estate market, people are not building new skyscrapers, and people are likely not to be building too many apartment buildings. Employers remain reluctant to add to payrolls. The housing sector continues to be depressed. Oh, yeah, you can just see that housing sector. They're all out there standing around the fire plug, you know, kind of kicking the dirt, looking depressed. Longer-term inflation expectations have remained stable. everybody's pretty well in agreement that we're going to have long-term inflation. But measures of underlying inflation have continued to trend down. Consistent with its statutory mandate, the committee, it's the Federal Open Market Committee, these are these banking hoers that convene from time to time and have their meeting. And when they speak, it impacts the market. But the committee seeks to foster maximum employment and price stability. That's what they do. That's what they want to do. They want to foster maximum employment and price stability. Well, they really don't have any tools to do that. Currently, the unemployment rate is elevated, and measures of underlying inflation are somewhat low. Relative to levels that the committee judges to be consistent over the longer run with its dual mandate. There's lots of people out there who just assume that they would stick to fiscal, monetary policy and get out of the jobs business. It's really, they don't have any place in there at all. They can't do anything to create jobs anyway. Although the committee anticipates a gradual return to higher levels of resource utilization, isn't that interesting? All right, come back to that. In a context of price stability, progress towards its objectives has been disappointingly slow. So they're talking about jobs, and then they talk about resource utilization. That's right, you stupid dumb beast. You're just human resources. Chattel on the field, pawns on the board. To promote a stronger pace of economic recovery and to help ensure that inflation over time is at levels consistent with its mandate, the committee decided today, that would be yesterday, to continue expanding its holdings of securities as announced in November, all right? So they're going to continue to buy up these securities in 2 years, the 10 years, etc. They're increasing the interest rate that they'll pay, but they'll just roll over their purchases back into more of them. We'll talk about that right after this.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back once again, taking a look at this Federal Open Market Committee report. Rather dry stuff, but it does impact the marketplace. So we look at that kind of junk here this morning. Do it all the time. The committee will maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 0 to 1/4% and continues to anticipate that economic conditions, including lower rates of resource utilization, that's you and me, resource utilization, subdued inflation trends, and stable inflation expectations are likely to warrant exceptionally low levels for the federal funds rate for an extended period. So we're running anywhere between 0 and 1/4% on the fixed rates there, and that's where that's at. The committee will continue to monitor the economic outlook and financial developments and will employ its policy tools as necessary. That will be monetary policy tools as necessary. In other words, they'll either increase the monetary supply or jiggle with the interest rates, which is just about the only tools they have in their pocket. Anyway, its policy tools is necessary to support the economic recovery to help ensure that inflation over time is at levels consistent with its mandate, whatever that means. Voting for the FOMC monetary policy, blah, 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 talks about Bernanke and others. Voting against the policy, and watch this guy, Thomas Honig, out of St. Louis, Missouri. Voting against the policy was Thomas Honig, all right? Now, he's out there all the time voting against the rest of these. I don't know, was he running for FedGov next time around? Maybe. Voting against the policy was Thomas M. Honig. In light of the improving economy, Mr. Honig was concerned that a continued high level of monetary accommodation. Monetary accommodation, first it was green shoots, and then it was quantitative easing, and now he's using monetary accommodation. Well, that's interesting, novel, would increase the risk of future economic and financial imbalances and over time would cause an increase in long-term inflation expectations that could destabilize the economy. Are these guys living in a vacuum or just precisely what? I don't know. It's kind of weird, all right. Let's jump over here. No, I don't want to go over there. Let's go over here. What happened to all of my Econoday stuff? Let's jump over here and take this one. Hold on a minute here, folks. Coming around. Here we go. So then it changes. It goes, let's go over to the Econoday and look at their outlook of this, the FOMC meeting announcement. Again, they're going to leave the policy rates unchanged. The Fed left the policy rates unchanged with the Fed's funds target rate still at a range of 0 to 0.25%, blah, blah. The committee will maintain the target rate, blah, 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 regarding its two policy objectives. The Fed still sees that there is still work to do, blah, blah, blah. Although the committee anticipates a gradual return, blah, blah, blah. Basically, the Fed still sees the need to continue with its plans for balance sheet expansion. In turn, the Fed maintains its position regarding continuing with the $600 billion in QE2. Kansas City Fed President Thomas Honig continues his dissents. The bottom line is that QE2 continues much as expected, and this will continue to support economic recovery, eventually lower unemployment, and a more acceptable rate of inflation. On the news, markets were little changed, as the statement largely met expectations in terms of rates and commentary. So with that, then let's jump to this one and go right on through them. The MBA purchase applications, we pay attention to this one because we're trying to figure out what's happening with all of the houses that are out there in foreclosures and whether or not people are actually coming in to buy any of the new construction. But the MBA, of course, is the Mortgage Bankers Association, and they were looking for a purchase index, a week-to-week change of off 5%. The refinance, the actual was off 5%. The refinance index was off 0.7%, and the composite was off 2.3%. The jump in mortgage rates, now at their highest in 6 months, is crimping demand for mortgage applications, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. So we're basically sawing ourselves off at the ankles and then trying to go for the neck at the same time with all of this. The average 30-year mortgage jumped 16 basis points to a 4.84%. Of course, that's going to go up now that it's at 5%. The housing market index will be posted today at 10. Well, so that's that. Let's go to the next one. Consumer price index. Of course, you know, again, we mentioned yesterday, you're really going to have to go up to visit with John Williams and his shadowstats.com to follow the consumer price index. These guys fudge these figures so bad that it's unbelievable. It's basically just window dressing for the world and for the ignorant investors. But the CPI was a little tamer than expected for November, as food and energy were not as strong as feared, and prices were pervasively soft elsewhere, whatever that means. The overall CPI in November rose a modest 0.1%, consumer price index, blah, blah, blah. By major components, energy increased only 2%, following a 2.6% surge in October. So in the last 2 months, October, November, and then into December, but in October, November, we're looking at a 2.8% increase in energy. You look at your electric bill and see if that doesn't translate there. Most of the November rise was from fuel oil, which jumped 4.2%, and we shouldn't be surprised about that because it's wintertime. You know, it's a monopoly. It's a game. You need it, it's going to cost you more. You don't need it, it'll be less. Gasoline was up 0.7%, while electricity rose 0.9%. Damping these was a 5.7% drop in natural gas. So they're trying to give the natural gas away. I don't know. Food price inflation increased 0.2% after a 0.1% rise the prior month. And that drops down a little further. Year on year, the overall consumer price index inflation rose to 1.1%. Part of this has to do with the COLA. You know, they want to keep these numbers artificially low so that all the seniors out there on fixed income, and they're told that they don't get a cost of living increase or adjustment. That's what cost of living adjustments, COLA. You know, they can point to this number and say, see, everything's fine. No problem. Well, here's Treasury International Capital. Strong foreign demand for both government agency bonds and equities is largely offset by slowing foreign demand for treasuries. Net foreign purchases of long-term U.S. securities totaled $27.6 billion in October for the lowest inflow since January. Net foreign purchases of government agencies totaled $19.5 billion, blah, blah, blah. Net purchases of the Treasury slowed to $14.2 billion for one of the lowest inflows of the year. The slowing raises the question about foreign demand over the past couple of weeks when U.S. rates have been spiking. Perhaps a plus on the Treasury side is a third straight solid increase in Chinese holdings, up $23.3 billion in the month to $906.8 billion so far this year. The run follows months of Chinese selling. So take that with whatever you can understand from it. Industrial production was soft in October, but weakness was from a sharp drop in utilities output. Overall production was unchanged, blah, 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 and it continues. But manufacturing increased a healthy 0.5%, less than 1%. Again, I like to just take these percentage points, you know, visualize them as pennies. You got 100 pennies out there, that's a dollar, right? Well, just whack one of those pennies in half and push it towards your stack, and if you feel better about a healthy half of a penny increase, then, well, I don't know, maybe you're broker than I thought. Let's jump over here and take a look at this. Once again, back to this Federal Open Market Committee. The Fed signals stronger economy won't slow. This by Bloomberg, Joshua Zumbrum writing. Federal Reserve policymakers indicated that signs of economic strength won't deter them from pumping money into the financial system so long as unemployment remains elevated. Bumping and dumping money into the system. The FOMC said yesterday after its final meeting of 2010 that growth is insufficient to bring down unemployment and inflation has continued to trend lower. U.S. central bankers affirmed a plan to buy $600 billion of bonds through June and renewed their pledge for an extended period of low interest rates. So the consensus is out. That's that open market.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And creeping up closer and closer to the top 20 on TalkStream Live again this morning. I'm glad to have listeners listening via TalkStream Live as well. Helps to keep our ratings up there. Perhaps some people that would ordinarily not find Oracle will stumble upon Oracle and this broadcast through and via the TalkStream Live broadcasting system. So we'll see how that works out, but I'm always thankful for you to go there and visit that. Click on it. Apparently, it increases our ratings and keeps us up a little closer to the top of their list. But of course, you can always just you'll redirect back into the Oracle media players and so on and so forth. So back into the discussion. Timothy Holman, writing for Bloomberg. Consumer prices in the U.S. likely rose in November on fuel costs, and so this is just kind of a regurgitation of more. The consumer price index increased 0.2% for a second month. According to the median forecast of economists surveyed by Bloomberg, the so-called core measures, which excludes more volatile food and energy costs, may have increased 0.6%. Another report may show industrial production increased in November by the most in 4 months, which, as we showed, was so tiny that it was not even discussable. Retailers such as Target Corporation, Walmart, etc., are discounting merchandise to stoke demand during the holiday shopping season, as joblessness lingers near 10%. Limited inflation and a stagnant labor market underscore the Federal Reserve's decision yesterday to stay the course as it pursues record monetary stimulus. So there's more to this discussion, too. There's very little ability to raise prices, said Scott Brown, the chief economist at Raymond Jones & Associates in St. Petersburg. Quote, I would expect inflation to remain relatively low in the near term and then gradually move back up. So inflation, deflation, hyperinflation, it just all depends on where you're going. Labor Department price data are due at 8:30 a.m. in Washington, continues. Prices exclude, of course, food and fuel and so on and so forth. Now back into the wind turbines. Alstom paying for lost years of focus on coal rather than wind. So, of course, I'm going to be keeping this article as well. We'll put it in our Rothschild, Nat Rothschild, building the largest coal consortium on the planet, similar to Barrick Gold. But they'll be working in the black gold coal. Alstom SA is seeking to reverse the worst stock return of any major French company this year with a push into renewable energy as the maker of trains and turbines seeks to narrow the gap with German rival Siemens AG. Of course, you've been following the activity going on out in California. They're going to build that silly little 50-mile train line, high-speed train, go back and forth with the dinner train and do all sorts of things. But my goodness, who would ride a train? You know, that's kind of just like a novelty. You might as well just be going to Disneyland or something. But anyway, the company, and Siemens has got the bid on that. They're also bidding with the Chinese, so they're fighting between the Chinese or this German company, Siemens. Of course, Siemens has been around since the beginning of time. They're big-time players. The company, which narrowly escaped bankruptcy, again, we're talking about Alstom, in 2004, aims to get double-digit market shares in offshore wind turbines. This guy, somebody's persistent here. I'm just going to have to leave this one off the air. I'm on air. Call back later. Anyway, the company, which narrowly escaped bankruptcy in 2004, aims to get double-digit market share in offshore wind turbines that is developing. We talked about Cape Wind, all right? Cape Wind. We're talking about this wind farm that they're building out there off the Nantucket Sound area. Some 280 or maybe I've got 300 in my mind wind turbines in a, 28 square mile area. All right. So everybody's getting involved in this offshore wind. Now we have this accession to the Law of the Sea Treaty. We've got all of these off, you know, this 200 mile exclusive economic zone all the way around the United States, all the way up to the West Coast as well, and including Alaska. Of course, that 200-mile line runs out and it hits the Sakhalin Peninsula, gets involved with Siberia. Not exactly cool. I don't know how the Russians would be taking that idea, but we'll have to see. There'll be a lot of conflict there as to who has exclusive enterprise in that zone. But again, we're talking about offshore wind, and there's a lot of energy going into offshore wind. Electrical production. The company, which narrowly escaped bankruptcy in 2004, again, aims to get double-digit market share in offshore wind turbines that it's developing. It had 1% to 2% of the wind turbine market last year, lagging behind the top 10 suppliers, including Denmark's Vestas wind systems. We've been talking about Vestas, the trouble that they're having with the leading edges on their rotors and so on and so forth, and Siemens. So Siemens and Vestas and Alstom all in the top here. But of course, then we've also got the Chinese involved. Find out more about that in this article. While Alstom negotiated a state-backed rescue to cope with the cost of a faulty turbine business. All right, this is important. We talk about sustaining development. We go into this business with the Don Quixote's windmills. They all have to be sustained with tax dollars. The government has to prop them up, shore them up, and hold them up because they don't make enough money on their own to be profitable. All right? So we're really cutting off our nose to spite our face with this stuff. Anyway, cost of a faulty turbine business, General Electric Company and Siemens gained an advantage by buying assets, including Enron Corp's wind turbine unit that the Fairfield-based, U.S.-based company acquired in 2002. I didn't know that Enron had a wind turbine unit. Well, I guess they did. Alstom, based near Paris, entered the wind market in 2007 and has been blowing hot air ever since. Well, they didn't say that, but I did. They're building plants in the U.S. and Brazil. Isn't that nice? We're not, but they are. Alstom has been quite late to the party in terms of renewables. Morgan Stanley analyst Ben Uglow said, Ben Uglow, U-G-L-O-W, their portfolio is less comprehensive than GE's and that of Siemens. So just keep your eyes on that. Okay, we're just going to follow those along, not to let them out of our sight. Here's a little bit more, a different one. Healthcare's future is up for grabs as U.S. Supreme Court clash looms. All right. So, again, this is going to bring up the topic of interstate commerce. But the focus of the debate over President Barry the Usurper's healthcare overhaul is already turning toward the U.S. Supreme Court. Even though, this is what they say here in the headliner, even though it may be years before the justices resolve the law's constitutionality. What's up with that? These guys can't sit down in a room and go through the information that they've got available to them at their fingertips and contact all of their little legal research aides and get an answer on this. It's going to take years before they resolve its constitutionality. Give us a break. Advocates on both sides say the Supreme Court almost certainly will be the final word on the measure. Relegating a federal judge's ruling against the law this week to a footnote. Okay, a footnote. The judge said a provision requiring people to buy insurance or pay a penalty was unconstitutional. All right, so they're going to take this judge's opinion and they're going to relegate it in a Supreme Court opinion to a footnote. At least that's the way this writer's styled it. Far less clear is how the law will fare before a high court that has 5 Republican appointees and 4 Democrats. This is all real problem stuff here. And we're going to get into that in this article here from Felix Frankfurt. The ultimate outcome of this case is really up for grabs, said Jonathan Adler, a professor who runs the Center for Business Law and Regulation at Case Western Reserve University's Law School in Cleveland, who has argued that the law is unconstitutional. We don't have much precedent that speaks directly to this question, and several of the justices have no real track record on this type of issue. The Justice Department said yesterday it'll appeal U.S. District Court Judge Henry Hudson's ruling to a Richmond, Virginia-based federal appeals court. Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, whose challenge to the law led to the Hudson ruling, had urged the Obama's administration to appeal directly to the Supreme Court to expedite the case. Long discussion, congressional power, lots more on it, all right? Breaking new ground. Critics say the health plan is unlike anything the Supreme Court has ever approved because it would require people to take action, either buy health insurance or pay a fine. Hudson has said no Supreme Court or appeals court ruling authorizes Congress to compel an individual to involuntarily enter the stream of commerce by buying something. Really comes down to, they could tell you to buy they could tell you to buy a car and a specific brand, or they might tell you to buy asparagus. It's kind of about the way this article closes out. But it's interesting. Here's another one. More tyranny going on today. Senate to pass $858 billion Bush-era tax cut measure today. The U.S. Senate today is poised to pass Barry Usurper's $858 billion proposal to extend Bush-era tax cuts for all income levels, as if it was Barry's proposal. Majority Leader Harry Reid said last night on the Senate floor that the chamber will start debate at 11 a.m. today on the measure before a final vote is taken. Senators will take up three amendments. Reid said amendments required a two-thirds supermajority. That's really kind of stupid way to say it. It's either a two-thirds vote or it's a simple majority. But anyway, he calls it a supermajority for adoption. Now, there's more to that, too. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name.
I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powdered seeds and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Okay, so back to the news basket. Two more articles here, and we'll close out the news for today and go back into the interstate commerce and take another look at Gustavus Meyer's interesting work. But this one, a trillion-dollar bill packed with earmarked spending offered in the U.S. Senate, all right? Brian Fahler writing for Bloomberg yesterday afternoon, a 1,924-page omnibus bill, okay, another 2,000-page piece of legislation here, to fund the government is headed for a U.S. Senate vote that will put lawmakers from both parties on the spot over the practice of earmarking money for their pet projects. The $1.2 trillion measure unveiled yesterday by Democrats. Wait a minute. 1,924 pages, a $1.2 trillion measure unveiled yesterday by Democrats, heading for a vote by the Senate today. Oh, God. Help me. Help me. Beam me up, Scotty. Includes thousands of earmarks and comes from about a month after the Republicans adopted a non-binding moratorium on proposing such project. The Senate's Democratic majority aims to overcome that objection with the help of Republicans such as Senators George Voinovich of Ohio and Bob Bennett of Utah, who scoff at the complaints over the project. Quote, I have a disagreement with my colleagues on earmarks, Voinovich told the reporters, quote, we're fooling the American people when we tell them the problem is earmarks. Senator Jim DeMint, South Carolina Republican, urged his colleagues to deny Democrats the votes needed to advance the bill, blah, blah, blah. All right. All of us know that it's really bad for our party to pass an omnibus with earmarks. Bad for your party. Stop thinking about your party. Start thinking about the country, buddy. This guy's really ticking me off this morning. But, you know, trillions of dollars. It's like the guys just pee the money out like they, you know, just, I don't know. Well, We all understand how this is working. CFTC has urged to curb commodity speculation as Wall Street resists. All right. U.S. regulators, this by Ashlyn Loader and Scylla Brush, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. U.S. regulators and lawmakers this week are considering rules aimed at curbing speculation in commodities trading as Wall Street firms call for a delay and companies including Delta Airlines, Inc. urge strict limits. Of course, Delta Airlines, Inc. was one of the big sponsors of Jorge Bush's campaigns for office. Commodity Futures Trading Commission Chairman Gary Gensler, that's the CFTC Commission, Gary Gensler is set to appear today before a U.S. House Agriculture Subcommittee, in part to discuss the agency's progress on the rules. Tomorrow, the commissioners will meet on the issue. The CFTC, that tomorrow, that would be today, the CFTC has received hundreds of comments on how to implement a continuous part of the Dodd-Frank financial overhaul, limits on the influence of big traders in the markets for crude, gasoline, heating oil, natural gas. Commissioners have discussed so-called position limits in at least 75 of the more than 400 meetings they've held with banks, oil companies, hedge funds, and others, according to the agency's website. Right? And it just goes on and on and on. We could just go on endlessly. I'd like to spend about 30 days just reading straight out of this book. You should do that. But before I do that, I'll give you just a little bit, just a real brief little bit. This is an article out of the encyclopedia. Now, if you go to the encyclopedias and take a look, and under Astor, A-S-T-O-R, John Jacob Astor, you're going to find John Jacob Astor, and then you'll find John Jacob Astor, and then you'll find John Jacob Astor. They had quite a few of these John Jacob Astors. They like to do that, you know, using precisely the same name. This is this intergenerational thing of wealth. Then there's also William Backhouse Astor, that's William B. Astor. Then there's Waldorf Astor. And then there's Nancy Witcher Astor. Lots of Astors over here. William Waldorf Astor. And then the Astor Library. And then the Astor Place Riot. All that under Astor in the encyclopedia. But John Jacob Astor here, a German-American fur trader and financier. And one of the things that I'm finding out about this excellent book, The History of the Great American Fortunes, by Myers here, Gustavus Myers. Remember, he was pretty much like a front runner in this idea of muckraking, all right? This idea of muckraking. And his take on this is that these are these fluff pieces here. And this is exactly what I'm seeing in the encyclopedia, pretty much fluff pieces. They tell you a little bit. They give you the background. They get you started. They name names. They name dates. And sometimes they even name dollars. But Gustavus Myers, in his research from credible sources, documented and well-referenced, footnoted in his book, he'll cut this story into ribbons. It's not so much what they tell you, it's what they omit to tell you that's so important, especially about somebody like John Jacob Astor. All right, so there's a long article. I won't give it all to you, but German-American fur trader and financier, born in Baden, Waldorf, Germany, July the 17th of 1763. All right, got the time period there? The three-cornered hats, everybody's marching back and forth. Okay, we're moving up on the revolution. In New York, he died in New York City on March the 29th of 1848. At the age of 16, he left Germany for London, where he was employed in an uncle's piano factory. And in 1784, he joined an older brother in New York City, and that's where the story begins, with the Astors. He opened a musical supply house there. He came here, supposedly, according to Myers, he came here with six flutes and a little chunk of money, and he started in. But this guy is a real, real nasty piece of work, John Jacob Astor. He's got so much blood on him that, he might as well just be hanging on a cross and dripping. Very interesting fellow. We started in a little bit. We were talking about feudal grants yesterday in the North, the introduction of the black slaves, the Dutch West India Company is coming up in all of this. Then we go into the old world traders become the feudal lords. I'm just going to advance a little bit and a little bit at a time in this book for some time here, The History of Great American Fortunes by Myers, Gustavus Myers. he's going to name, he names names in this book, and he lists a lot of material, and he goes into congressional records and congressional documents. He goes into the archives of the newspapers and places like that, and into courthouses, and really gets the backstory and brings it out. And nobody did, and we mentioned that in the beginning. He was not, no one wanted to publish this work because they didn't want to besmirch these fine, fine uprights in American history. Feudal grants in the North. Okay, here we go. In its intense aim to settle New Netherlands, all right, that becomes New York, and make use of its resources, Holland, through the States General, offered extraordinary inducements to promoters of colonization. The prospect of immense estates with feudal rights and privileges was held out as the alluring incentive. And this is a very important time. All of this revolutionary time period coming up here in Europe, all right? A lot of the nobility were kind of just schlepping around, didn't have anything really to do. And so with idle hands, you know, and minds, and a propensity towards rulership and power, these blokes, you know, bit up a bit onto these little pieces of bait and took it. The prospect of immense estates with feudal rights and privileges was held out as the alluring incentive. The Bill of Freedoms and Exemptions of 1629 made easy the possibility of becoming a lord of the soil with comprehensive possessions and powers. Any man who should succeed in planting a colony of 50 souls, each of whom was to be more than 15 years old, was to become a patron or a patroon with all the rights of lordship. If you could just get a colony started with 50 people and have them hang around and live through the first couple of years, you could get this opportunity. He was permitted to own 16 miles along the shore on one side of a navigable river. Think of that, 16 miles. An alternate was given of the ownership of 8 miles on one side of a river and as far into the interior as the situation of the occupiers will permit. All right? So you have an 8 mile wide strip as far into the interior as you could go. Wow. The title was vested in the patroon forever. And he was presented with a monopoly of the resources of his domain, except furs and pelts. No patroon or other colonist was allowed to make woolen, linen, cotton, or cloth of any material under pain of banishment. So there was restrictions on some of the things that you could do. One of the things you could not do was compete with the export markets of the a host country of your colony. Couldn't do it. Excuse me. When we come back, we're going to get into the Dutch West India Company and continue a little bit more along this line, and then we'll dive back into interstate commerce. Do stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, December the 15th. Is this Bill of Rights Day? Is it? Wow. December the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Our chat room is at BecomeVocalLocal.com. Lots of chatters in there right now. Our call-in number throughout the broadcast is and remains 866-841-1065. In the first hour, a lot of really dry economic news, right? To let us know how dry the economic news really is. But by gosh, we better be paying attention to it, because these guys are not only ripping us off, but they're slaughtering us, as they say in the chat room. We're dying a death of a thousand cuts here, and we're fresh out of Band-Aids, all right? So anyway, trying to go back and figure out a little bit of what happened before, very carefully researching our history, coming from different sources. This book that I've been introducing here to the audience, The History of Great American Fortunes by Gustavus Myers, sent to me by one of our listeners, Bill. I'll leave it at that. I thank him very much for it, so much for this book. Not only is it out of my very, very favorite of all the modern library of the world's best books, this edition is an early edition. This was back published, I believe, in 1937. Originally copyrighted in 1907 by Gustavus Myers. But what's really great about a book like this is because this is the sort of a book that you just don't stumble upon. If somebody doesn't refer you to it or hand it to you or bring it to your attention, you just wouldn't know that it existed. And yet, it's chuck-a-luck full of the kind of research that we need to have at this time, not only to understand our roots, but also to understand how we have been so completely hoodwinked by the education, the media, etc. in our lives. Now, of course, as we found out right off the bat, in his early days, Gustavus Myers was a populist and a People's Party member and a socialist, but he kind of changed his ways a little bit as he grew older. And that does happen. You get swept away with passions of your youth, and then you come to the age of reason in your majority, and you start to think things through a little bit more clearly. But he was an indefatigable researcher and did some really great work. So again, we're looking at the feudal grants in the North, thinking about how this country, the United States of America, was originally established, how the colonies were originally established, and it's very illuminating to see how this was done. But again, the title for these areas, the title was vested in the patroon forever. You know, the war for independence changes the rules. You know, you could conquer something. You know, Cristobal Colomb masters his sphere and sails by compass direction across the ocean, which really was impossible or very difficult until they invented the caravel. That made it easy enough to sail almost directly into the wind and make ground. But after the caravel, people could come across that. That was a style of rigging. You might look it up, you know, a little different from the Nina, the Pinta de Santa Maria. Anyway, the Caravelle, very interesting rigging, made it possible to sail almost directly into the wind, which, of course, they'd need to do if they were coming from England or Europe to the U.S., to our soil, North America, we should say it. Anywho, with all that, you get here, and he comes on shore in the longboat, and he's got his standard, and he sticks his spear in the ground, and he's got the banners and the, I don't know, maybe they got a smoking pipe or something like that, and he makes his proclamation, and he claims it for Ferdinand and Isabella. Talk about hubris. You know, chutzpah. He claims it. That's it. Now that's it. You know, you can claim it. It's one of the three ways you can acquire land. You can just claim it. And these founders claimed a lot. They claimed a lot far beyond what they were given, far beyond what would be reasonable, and they made immense fortunes, which we still deal with today. So as we go through this, we're going to find out a little bit more about some of these great fortunes and the beginning, the founding of this country. We'll be right back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, and we also discover that we're looking at a potential here where one of these patroons was prohibited really from competing in any of the trade goods produced by their countries of origin. And that's an important distinction to bring out here. These restrictions were in the interest of the Dutch West India Company, a commercial corporation which had well-nigh dictatorial powers, a complete monopoly throughout the whole of its subject territory. It was armed with sweeping powers, a formidable equipment, and had a great prestige. It was somewhat of a cross between legalized piracy and a body of adroit colonization promoters. Pillage and butchery were often its auxiliaries, although in these respects it no wise equaled its twin corporation, the Dutch East India Company, whose exploitation of Holland's Asiatic possessions was a long record of horrors. Pretty poignant statement there. Rather interesting discussion, of course, as we go into later, and won't get there today, but go into Meyer's account of Astor's fortune and the accumulation. You'll see a little bit of this long record of horrors. The Dutch West India Company. The policy of the Dutch West India Company was to offer generous prizes for peopling the land while simultaneously forbidding competition with any of the numerous products or commodities dealt in by itself. This had much to do with determining the basic character of the conspicuous fortunes of a century and two centuries later. It followed when native industries were forbidden or their output monopolized not only by the Dutch West India Company in New Netherlands, but by other companies elsewhere in the colonies, that ownership of land became the mainstay of large private fortunes, with agriculture as an accompanying factor. Now, without a doubt, throughout this book so far, Gustavus Myers has a strong bias against private property, and you would imagine he would, having the training that he got from the Socialist Party of America and the populace as well, all right? But a bias against private property and private property holding. Why? Because he saw the abuses of it in his research. He could see how these various and sundry capitalists or colonists took substantial advantage of this idea of having land grants forever, huge tracts of land. It put him on an unequal footing that none could topple. So there's good reason for his point of view, but as we read through, you'll find that he has a distinct bias against private property. I don't think he'd ever read anything by Andrew J. Galambos, but that's all right. We'll just let you know that that's where we're going with this, so listen with discernment. But the feudal character of Dutch colonization, as carried on by the Dutch West India Company, necessarily created great landed estates. Again, you're getting something for nothing, so you can give it away to somebody for special, and then they become, fantastically and fabulously wealthy in the things that they do with all of the natural sources of wealth and the resources on it. Continuing, as was the case in Virginia, Maryland, and later the Carolinas and Georgia, but from the natural resources of the land, the superb primitive timber brought colossal profits in export. See, they didn't have to plant the trees, they didn't have to tend the trees. All they had to do was to come in and cut them down. And they were dealing not with new forest, 40-year-old stuff, replanting behind one of, Plum Creek or Weyerhaeuser or something like that. No, no. This is the old-growth timber. This is the Class A material. This is the trees that are maybe 8, 10, 12, 14 feet in diameter, and they run straight grain at the core for 100 feet. All right? You fell a tree like that, you take a cross-cut saw down through it, and it'll just drop down through it. But when you go to split wood out of that, you can take a maul and wedges, and you can just pop planks right out of it. The straight grain for masts and all of the rigging for ships. The superb primitive lumber or timber brought colossal profits in export, and there were also very valuable fishery rights or an estate bound at a shore or a river. Now think about it. These pristine rivers, these rivers had never really been fished aggressively. So I don't know if any of you have ever been in Alaska and fished a salmon run, an incoming salmon run, but I mean to tell you, you watch the grizzly bears out there and they just pick up and grab a big salmon up out of the water with their mouth and they just rip a big chunk and bite out of it, throw it aside and get another one. There's so many of them you can't keep up with it, all right? So you could come in a river that had never been commercially fished with nets and hooks and everything else, and you could put together a vessel full of fish in a heartbeat and turn right back around and send it back to Europe, make a lot of money, but you don't have any investment in those resources, if you will. The pristine rivers were filled with great shoals of fish to which the river fishing of the present day cannot even be compared. As settlement increased, immigration passed over, and more ships carried cargo to and fro, these estates became consecutively more valuable. To encourage colonization to its colonies still further, the States General in 1635 passed a new decree. It repeated the feudal nature of the rights granted and made strong additions. Did any aspiring adventurer seek to leap at a bound to the exalted position of patroonship? The terms were easy. All that he had to do was to found a colony of 48 adults, and he had a liberal 6 years in which to do it. For his efforts, he was allowed even more extensive grants of land than under the Act of 1629. So complete were his powers of proprietorship that no one could approach within 7 or 8 miles of his jurisdiction without his express, that would be written, permission. He was really a principality over its bays, its waters, its islands, had it any, as well as over the mainland. He was given command forever. This dispensation of justice was his exclusive right. He, and only he, was the court, with summary powers of high, low, and middle jurisdiction, which were harshly or capriciously exercised. Not only did he impose sentence for violation of laws, but he himself ordained those laws, and they were laws which he were always framed to coincide with his interests and personality. And of course, this is where we started our little inquiry here, with the writings of Anthony Seebach and his study of legal positivism in American jurisprudence. Whatever the prince says as the force and effect of law, and here you can see from the very beginning, in founding these colonies, the patroons under the Dutch West Indies India Company were given this godlike power. He was really a principality, whatever the prince says. As the force and effect of law, the dispensation of justice was his exclusive right. All right. Continuing, not only did he impose a sentence for violations of law, but he himself ordained those laws. He wrote them, and they were laws which were always framed to coincide with his interests and personality. So you cross into these various patroons' holdings, and you don't have no idea what the hell kind of a law you might come into. It fit his needs. It coincided with his personality. If he was kind and generous, the laws might be lax and easy. If he was a real batard, God help you. He had full authority to appoint officers and magistrates and enact laws. And finally, he had the power of policing his domain and of making use of the title and the arms of his colonies. So he had all the branches of legislature in his own hands.
I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so we find that these early Dutch patroons, you know, they had all of the law in their hands. They had it all. He had full authority to appoint officers and magistrates and enact laws. And finally, he had the power of policing his domain and of making use of the titles and arms of his colony. All these things he could do according to his will and pleasure. These absolute rights were to descend to his heirs and assigns forever. Wow. Pretty sweet deal. It's where we can understand that the several states, the original 13 colonies, but the several states were principalities. They were republics, sovereign countries or companies, either way you want to look at it. And it was that federal compact that they signed into that started to erode that. It was a way of kind of bringing the sheep together. You give the semblance of freedom for a while. While it's convenient and suits your purpose. And then you draw it back. You draw it back. Adam Smith told the Crown and Parliament assembled to set your colonies free. But you hold them by their purse. Let's find out a little bit more about it. The old world traders become feudal lords. This, at the beginning of settlement times, the basis was laid in law and custom of a landed aristocracy, or rather, a group of entrenched autocrats along the banks of the Hudson, the shores of the ocean, and far inland. The theory then prevailed that the territory of the colonies extended westward to the Pacific. So you've given one of these things, one of these areas, maybe it was 8 miles wide, but it went across the entire North American continent and poked out to the Pacific Ocean. That was the mental construct. Of course, you'd have to be able to control all of that land, and that would be impossible. So it never went that far. But that was the intent. That was the idea. Westward expansion being the theory. From these patroons and their lineal or collateral descendants issued many of the landed generations of families which, by reason of their wealth and power, proved themselves powerful factors in the economic and political history of the country. The sinister effects of this first great grasping of the land long permeated the whole fabric of society and were prominently seen before and after the Revolution, and especially in the third and fourth decades of the 18th century. The results, in fact, are so traceable to this very day, even though laws and institutions are so greatly changed. Other colonies reflected the constant changes of government, ruling party or policy of England, and colonial companies chartered by England frequently forfeited their charters. But conditions in New Netherlands remained stable under Dutch rule and the accumulation of great estates, which was intensified under English rule. It was in New York that, at that period, the foremost colonial estates and the predominant private fortunes were mostly held. Wow. And of course, a lot of this is drawn. It's all documented. It's all footnoted. The footnote on the bottom of this page is documents relating to the colonial history of the state of New York, volume 1, pages 89 through 100. Continuing along, the extent of some of these early estates was amazingly large, but they were far from being acquired wholly by colonization methods. Many of the officers and directors of the Dutch West India Company were Amsterdam merchants. And we could take a sidebar here and go back and remember our study of Edward McNall Burns in his History of the Civilizations of the World, World History. And we found that as we moved from the feudal period of Eastern and Western Europe, we came into this time of the rise of the mercantilists. We made a transition from the feudal lords and their three fields. We talked about common law at that time. You can go back and find it if you're new to the broadcast in our archives, which are located at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Look on the left. You see the link for show archives. Click on that. And number two is usually become vocal local. Click on that, open it up, and scroll down and read all the headings. Go back through the months. You'll find it. A long study on Edward McNall Burns' world history. But we found there that at the close of the feudal period, coming into the Reformation, that what happened basically was that the craftsmen started to form guilds, the artisans started to come together, they formed guilds, they started having fairs, and the feudal lords would go to these fairs and buy and exchange things and whatnot. And it was just like going back to the time of the Medicis and Venetians, the idea that the liberal arts, the artists, the house pets of the great landed aristocracy there at that time period, they became free men. And so the artisans, too, likewise, started to become free men. They started to be able to generate wealth outside of the feudal establishment. And so we began this idea of mercantilists and mercantilism, which extends all the way to this discussion on the shores of this continent. The merchant class, the rise of the merchant class again. Many of the officers and the directors of the Dutch West India Company were Amsterdam merchants. Active, listen to the description now, active, scheming, self-important men. They were mighty in the money marts, all right, money changers, but were made use of and looked down upon by the old Dutch aristocracy. Look out. They're gaining their head. They're out of sight, out of mind. Having amassed fortunes, these merchants yearned to be the founders of great estates, to live as virtual princes in the midst of wide possessions. You can see the outpouring from Eastern Europe in the roll-up between World Wars I and World Wars II. A great many of these Ashkenazic, Khazaric peoples came here in the same mindset. And then having amassed fortunes, these merchants, the rag merchants in New York, etc., these merchants yearned to be founders of great estates. You know, the Baca, all across America now, these big ranchos. To live as virtual princes in the midst of wide possessions, even if these were still comparative solitudes. This aspiration was mixed with the mercenary motive of themselves owning the land from whence came the furs, the pelts, the timbers, and the waters yielding the fishes. Again, Adam Smith, Wealth of Nations, land, labor, and capital. But they came with this aspiration mixed with mercenary motives of themselves owning the land. They had been under the jackboot of the black nobility of Europe a long time, and they wanted a bit of freedom, all right? And they got it. One of these directors was Kilian van Rensselaer, an Amsterdam pearl merchant. In 1630, his agents bought for him the Indians, bought for him from the Indians a tract of land 24 miles long and 48 miles broad on the west bank of the Hudson. It comprised, it was estimated, 700,000 acres and included what are now the counties of Albany, Rensselaer, a part of Columbia County, and a strip of what is at present Massachusetts. And what was the price paid for this vast estate? As the deed showed, the municipal consideration of certain quantities of duffels, axes, knives, and wampum. All right? And this is a footnote here. O'Callaghan, Volume 1, page 124. Although it was said that Kellyanne Van Rensselaer visited America, it seems to be established that he never did. He governed his estates as an absentee landgrave through agents. He was the most powerful of all patroons. Probably never heard of Rensselaer, have you? We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so there's no way in this incredible book to be able to go in great detail in each and every one of these great fortunes that were built. So we'll just lay down some of the background, a little bit of a time as we go through. There's lots to discuss in here, many insights that we can bring to the airwaves to give us a better understanding about some of the major players in the foundation of this country, but also to look at the transformation of law and legislation and how it was influenced by these great fortunes, these men of wealth, as they bought judges and as they set up governments and then bought those governments as well. So much to learn about the Astors and many of the others, Vanderbilts and the Carnegies and the great fortunes, and we will go to that. But before we go any further, let's go right to the telephones because things are stacking up here. Let's go out to California and say good morning to our caller in California. Good morning. Are you there, California? 760. Are you there, California? Nope. Are you there? I can hear you in the background. Are you listening?
Hello?
Hello, there you are. There you are.
Hey, sorry, I was downstairs. How's it going today?
It's going really good, and it's no problem. I was waiting for you. I could hear you in the background. They're coming up something. Okay. Comments or questions?
I'm really sorry about that.
That's all right.
I didn't really, you caught me off guard here, so I just wanted to say it's an awesome show, and keep up the news. I don't really have any comments to say, so.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in and keep listening. I've always appreciated it, and do call in when you do have a comment or a question because they are welcome. All right, so let's go on from there and go up to Montreal and say good morning to Snake Man Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, William. Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my call this morning. How are you today?
Excellent.
Excellent. Hey, you know, just had a couple of comments. I've been watching and reading a lot of the comments from some people, and listening to shows from some people that call in, and it's not all Jew bashing, and it's not all.
Let's please stay off that topic today, would you, Jeff? I mean, we went on a tirade with that yesterday. As you can see, it's not a racial issue; it's an ideology issue.
But it is a racial issue. You're making it a racial issue by talking about the Dutch Indian Company, and without talking about race and talking about Jews being master slave owners in the United States of America, not addressing that, is that your folly? And please don't tell me this is not about race. This, every show on Oracle is about the Jewish race.
All right, thanks for calling in, Jeff. Really appreciate it. Okay, we're not going to go there today. No reason for it. So, ridiculous. Anyway, there is a real hang-up about race. I mean, and it's long-lasting, and it really is. But Judaism is an ism. It's a belief system. You can go and look in the Bible for yourselves, and you can find that the Hebrew, and that name is in the Bible, by the way, Habiru, are the people from the other side. The question then is, the people from the other side of what? The people from the other side of the Jordan River. But if you study really carefully, you'll see that miscegenation was the rule of the day, and that there really is no race involved. There are people, and they have a belief system. But the Jews, particularly tribe of Judah, are but one of 12. And so, wherever the Jews went, Benjamin went with, and also the Kohanim, the Kohen. And so, these are tribes, if you will. These are peoples. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with belief systems. And this being the home of philosophical radicalism, all belief systems are on the table as we explore them in depth. Let's go into this belief system as regards interstate commerce. Okay? So interstate commerce then, again, we're starting out of the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences. How disruptive. But anyway, out of the interstate commerce article in the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences where we began, what we're looking at is this one very small phrase in the Constitution. This is the one that the article that we read this morning in regards to Obamacare is focused upon. This is going to be the substance of the discussion of the U.S. Supreme Court as they try and discover whether there is or is not a conflict with the Constitution with the Obamacare. Can the federal government, by invoking the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, tell you whether you should buy a certain brand of shoes or not, whether you should eat asparagus or not, or drive a Ford or a Chevy just because the gov has bought those companies up, all right? So here it is again. It's Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 3 of the Constitution, Of course, that section begins, the Congress shall have the power, it's delegating those 18 powers, to regulate commerce with foreign nations. And as we've shared with you this morning, that in the founders' minds, they're looking back in history and they're thinking about all of these patroons that have, you know, basically been given forever lands. These lands have now become colonies under English rule, and now they're going to become free colonies, free states, under this new compact, all right? And so, the Congress shall have power to regulate commerce with foreign nations, each of the several states being foreign to the other, and all the other foreign countries, and among the several states, and with the Indian tribes. And of course, as we go deeper into an understanding from Gustavus Meyer's writing, and find out how the Indian tribes, you know, the aboriginals, the Sioux, the Crow, the Cherokee, the Pawnee, the Algonquin, etc. by names, all of those nations, all right? If we go into that, then we can start to understand where they were trying to go with the Commerce Clause. And this particular article, as I've shared before, was written for this encyclopedia by Felix Frankfurter, U.S. Supreme Court, and contemporary and advisor counsel to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, right? And so, basically, we've gone through and listed some of the court cases that are pertinent, some of them that are important, all right? And we're going to continue now with this study. The main doctrine, therefore, brought out its confining counter doctrines. In the first place, noxious articles were deemed outside of its sway. Now we're getting into regulation of things like alcohol or tobacco and things like that. And back up just a little bit. In enforcing such local policies, the states encountered the quote-unquote original package doctrine. So if you import something into a state in the original package, whether they be trusty number two pencils or something else, as long as they were sold in commerce in the original package, everything was cool. But if you broke the package, then it was something different. Continuing, the original package doctrine, one of the most beclouded and casuistic conceptions of American constitutional law. Shorn of its qualifications and complexities, it means the articles transported from another state are immune from state regulation so long as they remain in their original packages or have not been resold locally. Obviously, this doctrine opens up broad avenues of evasion of state policies through the shipment of proscribed articles from out-of-state sellers to local consumers. The main doctrine, therefore, brought its confining and counter-doctrines. In the first place, noxious articles were deemed outside its sway. State policy, in part, determining what is to be treated as noxious. So again, there's arbitrary and capricious nature here. What is a noxious thing? Is marijuana a noxious thing or not? You know? What is noxious? It's difficult. Arbitrary and capricious is one of the devils inside of law. The arbitrary and capricious enforcement of law, arbitrary and capricious interpretation of law, arbitrary and capricious interpretation of the Constitution or any of the state constitutions, arbitrary and capricious interpretation of a contract, going against what has been expressed, or in other words, written, trying to find an intent, creating an intent, judicial determination, judicial opinion, all of that stuff. Thus, articles fraudulently misbranded or unfit for consumption may be excluded upon arrival. We're having about all this discussion now in the news recently about whole milk and cheeses made from whole milk, etc. In the second place, Congress, by its own legislation, may complement state action in order to achieve state policy. Now, this is where we start getting involved in interstate versus intrastate commerce. Intrastate is that commerce that happens inside of the state. In Missouri, there's 114 counties. And in each of those 114 counties, there could be differing laws as far as commerce is concerned. Those are all intrastate issues. It's no issue whatsoever for federal gov. but it becomes a FedGov issue if they can draw a decision that makes it an interstate issue. For instance, if you were making, you know, creating whole milk and selling it between two counties, but those counties adjoined a state border, is it not possible that milk might find its way across the state border? Well, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so back to the discussion again on interstate commerce here in the last section. Before we go there, let's go back out to California and go back to our caller and say good morning, California.
Hey, how's it going?
Go ahead.
Because I wanted to call back in because I wanted to talk about with the topic in the chat room. A lot of people are blaming the Jews or... in the research, they end up coming to a point where it seems like every evil corporation is linked to a Jew. And I just wanted to say, like, that's the furthest thing from the truth, and every race is, like, equally to blame in this.
And that's certainly going to be borne out when we start to study the development of the colonies. There's no doubt about it. There are lots of people. Remember, one of the things that I use as an analogy or as an example is to visualize this brass ring of power. All right? When you start to desire power more than anything else, you know, you can have a lot of money in your life, but money kind of loses its savor. Once you've got a couple of Mercedes-Benz or a Bugatti and a couple of nice houses, so what? What are you going to do with your more money? So a lot of times you have to ask yourself, how could it be somebody like, let's say, with all of the money that is at Michael Bloomberg's disposal, why would he spend $200 million to become the mayor of New York City and then work diligently to change the election laws so that he could be reelected and continue serving as the mayor of New York City if it wasn't a burning lust for power? You know, so people have a lot of money. What on earth would make Timothy Geithner, for instance, want to give up chairmanship of the New York Fed and move as the secretary treasurer of far lesser salary? Well, you know, it's power. And another thing, it's like getting the Nobel Prize, you know. Why would Al Gore or Barry the Usurper get the Nobel Prize if it wasn't, you know, like a feather in their power cap?
Well, yeah, and I'd really want to point out that evidence that people use to point towards the Jews, like the knowledge and the symbols that are used, that are attributed to Jewish people, are used by hundreds of different groups who have hundreds of different beliefs.
Well, I think we need to go back and start with Babylon and Egypt and Sumer, you know, and understand that.
You really have to start at the beginning to get the whole picture.
Exactly.
But there are known people who are high level Masons or leaders of the world who study Kabbalah or study Hebrew.
Exactly.
And they hate Jewish people. They say it openly. Aleister Crowley was like one of the most important people of the New Age in the 20th century, and he studied all of their sciences, and he all the time would make remarks against them. Meanwhile, using the knowledge that everyone thinks is attributed only to them.
Well, you know, it's unmistakable. So if you look at the Kabbalah and study that and follow it forward, here's another one that not very many people who know about, but Shabtai Zvi is a very interesting character. You know, he's like the founder of Labor Zionism, all right? Well, Shabtai Zvi, one of the tenets of Labor Zionism, as he styled it, is that from the greatest evil can come the greatest good. Now, that's kind of disturbing. If you think about the population control agenda, from the greatest evil, you get rid of, you know, two-thirds or more of the population off the planet, can come the greatest good. That means that there's more for everybody that's left over. Well, it doesn't work too good if you were part of the two-thirds that got X, you know. But that's a bit of a twisted logic. Yeah, that's just the beginning of trouble, because when Shabtai Zvi was finally imprisoned and put, I believe, to death in Turkey, one of his followers, Jakob Frank, became the house pet of the Habsburgs, and then they started this new system known as Frankism, or the Frankists. All right, now the Franks and the Frankists. And because of Catholicism and the westward expansion of the Catholic faith, you know, it was convert or die. You can find testimony there, the Albigensians, Waldensians, etc. So for people that held a different belief system, it was extremely dangerous for them to practice their belief system in the presence of a Catholic regime. And so for the Frankists, during the daytime, they could be Catholic and, you know, go to Mass and go to the confessional and all of that, but at night they were secretly Jew. So it's an interesting process. And so a lot of people today go out, carry their Bible, go to the church, they go to the Baptist church or whatever like that, but they still have the menorah in their heart at all times. So then you've got this whole thing about the Mossad, you know, they rule through deception. And of what good is that, you know? But we'll find that rule by deception when we study Astor and Vanderbilt and the rest of them that were the founders of this country. So many of these things, if we can take it away from, you know, race, take it away from this, and just study the people, individuals, and then study the things that they believe, I think we're in a better place.
Yeah, like if you separate the knowledge from the person, it's... that because they keep you away from this knowledge because you're scared of the things that they do with it. Mm-hmm. But it's just like the movie in the like Spider-Man, the movie, with great power comes great responsibility. And if you're a selfish person and you know a certain amount of sciences, then metaphysically you can completely shape the world into your own view. And if you happen to be a sinister person, then it's going to take that. So if everyone just studied a bit of the spiritual sciences and began to shape the world in the way they would like, then we wouldn't have just one group's view of the world. It's due to the fact that they're the only ones using the knowledge to shape the world in their view, and their view happens to be a pretty sinister and one-track reality where it's their way or the highway, and everyone else's dreams and ideas are thrown aside.
Well, let me ask you this question. Have you studied anything at all about the Rothschilds?
Oh, for sure. I first started researching conspiracy, then I realized that a lot of it has to do with the occult, and then I more so study the occult now than conspiracy due to, I think a lot of the conspiracy, it's a good start, but a lot of it is just confusion.
Yes, and have you studied the rise of, Zionism? Who is the founder of modern Zionism, do you know?
I have not studied the history of Zionism.
All right. And then who is the founder of the State of Israel? The patron.
Again, you'll have to share that with me.
Let me just do that. I shared an article directly off the Bloomberg website the other day about Nathan Rothschild, where he was talking about this idea of expanding and creating this coal coalition. But in that, you know, it was his father's dream to create the State of Israel, and he contributed mightily toward that. If you look at from the standpoint of where does the modern Zionism come from, it begins with an affair, the Dreyfus Affair. But Theodore Herzl was basically an atheistic Jew that created the Zionist movement and was the founder, not only the founder, but the head or the chair of several, for years and years, and the various councils that they held. So we've got this.
And he doesn't believe in God.
No, he's an atheist. He was always an atheist. So we've got a lot of these people out there. Now there's a companion study that you can run at the same time. And although I've tried to raise a line of communication with him, I haven't been able to do it. But over the years ago, I became aware of a man named Yisrael Weiss at the Natura Carte. And every year, from what I've seen in the news, and certainly it's covered even by the American Free Press, that they come out in droves in New York and they protest against Israel. There's a difference between being a Talmudic Jew and a Torah Jew in that some reject the Talmud and its teachings, others embrace it. And so if you're a Torah, if you will, Jew Orthodox, you don't believe that Israel, the box of rocks that I call it on the Mediterranean Sea, that will ever be able to be there until in such time that their Messiah comes. And they don't believe, you know, that Christ was the Messiah, and so they're still in the waiting mode. They're still in the wings. So there's huge things that need to be, you know, studied. It takes years to thread it all out. But if we, you know,
well,
if we run,
I agree with you 100%. And yeah. I just take the stance that those types of beliefs actually are irrelevant to everyone.
Yep, we're all out of time.
But I guess we're going to break.
We're all out of time. Thank you, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Will.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free.
Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio, OracleBroadcasting.com.